USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Thursday that his administration is looking at ways to reduce some federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
It should be noted the debt will still be paid, and what Biden's forgiveness will do will change who pays off the student loans, meaning you, the American taxpayers. Some members of Congress are calling for President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act because of concerns the Javelin anti-tank and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine is draining the United States stockpiles at an alarming rate. The president is planning to visit a Lockheed Martin facility in Alabama that makes Javelins next Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
The premier of the British Virgin Islands and the director of the Caribbean Territories Ports were arrested Thursday on drug smuggling charges in South Florida. Premier Andrew Fahey and an associate were taken into custody by U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents at Miami's Executive Airport and charged with conspiracy to import cocaine and conspiracy to launder money. Oklahoma is getting ready to enforce their version of the anti-abortion heartbeat law. Tim Berg reports.
Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign the Heartbeat Act after it was passed by the House Thursday. The pro-life bill prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually around 6 weeks of gestation. Since the measure has an emergency provision, it would take effect immediately. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The National Football League 2022 draft took place Thursday in Las Vegas, Nevada. League Commissioner Roger Goodell on NFL Network.
With the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker. With the second pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
No, it's great. I'm happy I get to go back to Detroit, go back to Motor City, hopefully win some ball games and get back to winning. I'm fired up. It's made a great decision.
Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, Thursday called out Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a traitor to the United States.
My constituents want you impeached because they believe you've committed treason. They compare you to Benedict Arnold. You know, no parent with a last name Arnold names their kid Benedict. They wonder, what will the Mayorkas family do down the road?
Mr. Buck tells Newsmax his constituents are alarmed at the rate the Biden administration is allowing illegal immigrants into the country.
You let millions of people in, you have an amnesty program, and you completely bypass the legal system that we have for immigration. It is unbelievable that he would combine those two things. Those two statements and those two ideas in a hearing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.